This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Okay, we're going to play a little game to start the show today. It's called Lisa Reacts to a Video She Watches. This one is a baseball player.
Okay.
Making a really nice catch. Are you ready?
I am ready.
No! Why do you do that to me?
I hate injury videos. I'll never understand it.
Slammed her boobs against the fence. She made the catch, though. Sick catch.
How is that interesting? I mean, coming from the girl that likes to watch videos of people cutting soap. Is anyone listening a fan of soap cutting ASMR videos? Come on. I can't be the only one.
The girl that's known for cutting cheese, watching people cutting soap.
Cutting cheese? Is that a fart term?
Yeah.
I haven't heard the term cutting cheese.
Since Ren and Stimpy?
In 20 years.
Yeah. Well, that's you. Those ASMR videos, though, are dumb. Like
No, they're not.
I would put injury videos, nice sports plays included in injury videos. Deadly combo. Also, fight videos. Awesome.
No.
If you can include an animal somehow, way better.
You are so different than me.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
So what else do you like to watch other than you just watch like slow zooms of dogs laying under tables and people cutting soap? I'd actually go as far as saying like, sounds like your life sucks because that's boring.
ASMR videos of people cutting soap get millions of views. I can't be the only one.
Yeah, millions of losers.
Trending this hour.
A collaboration between Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber is definitely in the works. Bieber posted multiple pictures of them posing with a green screen behind them with the number 10. That's a countdown to a song.
Or a song called 10.
I don't know, but I just hope it's a song with both of them singing on the track because they've collabed before with like Ed being the writer
then
Justin singing. But both of their voices are next level.
I guess when you date Ariana Grande, all of a sudden you become a superstar because Pete Davidson is in the news again today. He left a comedy club in Connecticut before performing because the owner referred to his former girlfriends in his introduction and Pete asked him not to.
No.
But listen.
That's what's going to happen, though. Especially at a comedy show.
Pete Davidson has no filter. He will go after anyone and say anything. You can't all of a sudden be like, no, that hurts my feelings.
Well, I mean, these hotties are coming into his life and then ruining his life. He's over it. He's bitter. He's a very bitter ex, it seems.
If you can dish it out, you have to learn how to take it. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. No, you make a valid point. But you have to understand he does have mental health issues that he has openly talked about.
Well, then maybe he shouldn't be burying people with his jokes. Like, that's what
maybe it's the wrong profession for him, is what you're saying?
He's based his career on going after people's insecurities and vulnerabilities, but all of a sudden he's defensive? Get out of here.
Leave my boyfriend alone.
Oh, you're into it now?
Well, there's something about him. I don't know. Travis Scott's birthday was yesterday. Kylie Jenner posted on her Instagram saying, let's make another baby. Okay.
Like, I mean, that wouldn't take too much convincing. Instagram is going to be trying out just a new format, I suppose, where you don't get to see how many likes someone else's picture gets.
Yeah, like it'll still say Ryder FM and others liked this post. You as the poster will see
how many people liked
it. But other people won't see it.
So it's like less of a competition.
Correct.
They want it focused more on the content and less on the attention seeking, I guess.
I'm just thinking about all of those people in relationships that are now thinking, oh, so now my partner can just get away with liking all of the selfies and will I know? Do you like how that's the first thing that comes to my head?
I bet there are a lot of ladies that are with you on that.
Or there are a lot of people listening that are like, I never even thought of that. Not a fan of this new rule. So yeah, Canada is going to be testing it out this week, I think.
It just feels weird to have Instagram move away from likes. Like, that's what they're known for. So we decided to play a game called What's Next?
What's next? Build-A-Bear is going to get rid of $29 teddy bears?
What's next? Facebook's going to get rid of my angry uncle bashing Trudeau.
What's next? Forever 21 is going to get rid of the size extra small.
Instagram's getting rid of likes. What's next? The World Water Park going to get rid of water.
What's next? Is Red Robin going to get rid of their onion tower with campfire mayo?
What's next? Is Game of Thrones going to get rid of death?
What's next? Reddit's going to get rid of over-opinionated socialists?
Oh, what's next? Teenagers are going to get rid of attitude?
What's next? Ryder's going to get rid of his awful dad jokes?
What's next? The Oilers are done with McDavid?
What's next? Ryder's going to, like, grow hair or something?
What's next? Another chirp on Ryder?
No, actually, I've run out.
What's next? Tim Hortons is going to get rid of Roll Up the Rim to Win?
They actually are.
What?
Yeah.
Hot mornings, Ryder and Lisa. Oprah Winfrey will be at Rogers Place June 20th. We got your tickets today at this time, tomorrow at this time, and Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a game of Winterfell or Winfrey. So I have some quotes. It's odd how close some of Oprah Winfrey's famous sayings and quotes are to that of Game of Thrones. Just really motivational stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is guess how many of these six Lisa will get right at 780-784-7107. Just tell us the number, how many you think she's going to get right. Anybody that's correct, qualified. Number one, where there is no struggle, there is no strength.
Oprah.
Why are you so good at this? All of these could go either way.
I just know my Oprah.
Whatever. The past is gone for good. You can sit here mourning its departure or prepare for the future.
Game of Thrones.
I actually don't even want you to play anymore. This is
Why
stupid.
Do you always aim for me to lose?
Well,
you're not a very good friend.
No, it's just I thought these were really tough. And
they
you're just
are
like
tough, but
blasting out proper answers.
Okay, I've got two so far.
We can't become what we need. Sorry. We can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are.
Oprah.
I hate this stupid game. We're never playing it again. Okay. Winfrey or Winterfell, you tell us where the quote's from next. Lisa's 3 for 3 so far. You become what you believe.
Oprah. Come on, I want to get the next two right. I want to get 6 out of 6. Two more. Let's go.
The occasional kindness will spare you all sorts of trouble down the road.
Is it a character from Game of Thrones or Oprah? I'm going to say Game of Thrones. Wow. 5 out of 6.
This is the stupidest.
It's so fun.
No, you're just lucky.
No, I'm not lucky. I'm really thinking about it.
Whatever you fear the most has no power. It is your fear that has power.
Oprah. Woo! 6 out of 6, baby! I just know Oprah. I know her.
No,
I grew up watching her with my mom. She was subscribed to the O magazines.
Okay, I'm going to throw one more at you.
Do
it. You got 6 out of 6, so anybody that answers 6 wins.
Well, they're qualified.
They're qualified, sorry, for Oprah tickets. The past is the past. The future is all that is worth discussing.
Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, I'm done.
Hey, you guys seem pretty smart, right?
Well, do we?
Yeah, you pretty much do.
Okay, what do you need help with?
I need help with trying to decide what to get. I have 2 weddings to go to. It's both their second weddings. What's the best gift?
Did you buy anything for their first weddings, either of the people in it?
Wasn't at the first wedding.
For either?
For either.
Okay. I was going to say, then don't. Just don't get them anything. That would be... I don't expect anybody that was at my first to buy me anything if they come to my second.
But they would.
Yeah.
Is it weird when they walk in if I'm like, welcome back?
Yeah.
Are they, like, fairly well off now? Because it's the second wedding a little later in their life. Are they doing all right?
Yeah, both couples are.
All right, well, then I think... I don't know. I'd just show up.
Ryder, no.
I honestly, like... Wedding gifts were originally intended for 2 people that were moving out of their parents' house and starting a life together and needed a toaster.
You know, you're right about that. I feel like there's a lot of people that are waiting a lot longer to get married. Like I said earlier, statistically, I have already surpassed my first potential divorce.
Exactly.
At my age. But I don't know, getting them at least something. It's expensive to have a wedding, like all the dishes.
Yeah, well, you chose to do it. I don't know. I'm not bitter, I don't think, about wedding gifts.
See,
I was very thankful for all the ones I got.
Absolutely.
That I lost.
But yeah, you lost. It's not yours anymore. But at the same time, she said she's going to two separate weddings.
Yeah.
And you don't know if all four people involved have been married prior. It might be just the two people she knows from the two. So what about the other person in the marriage?
That's fair then. You know what I would actually do? If it's their first wedding, I would buy something that's a little more targeted towards
the person that, okay.
Whereas if it's both of their second wedding, I might get them like a 2-for-1 appetizers at Ricky's All Day Grill.
I would take that. I'd be stoked if I opened something that had that in it. Let's talk about my book club.
Sure. Last night was volume 2.0. It looked like a really good time from sitting just outside of it, waiting.
You were not creeping.
No, I'm just kidding.
But the last time, my first ever book club there, I think there were 12 of us. This time, 24. That's what's up. I'm pretty much Oprah, who, by the way, is coming to Edmonton. We have your tickets tomorrow morning at 7:45.
So you've doubled. Are you ready to have a book club with 48 next time?
Yeah, I'm ready. Actually, to be perfectly honest, it was quite difficult to hear each other's opinions on the book.
Okay.
We're all like yelling across the room. So in reality, we really only talked about the book for about 5 minutes. And then the rest of the time, we just ate food, drank, and like conversed and gossiped with each other. But you know what was awesome about it? Genuinely, a lot of these women from Edmonton are showing up by themselves. They're very nervous, anxious. And it was a very welcoming, friendly environment. And I want people to feel welcome and make new friends. And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. You mentioned that to me this morning, just earlier. You said that like there were so many people that were new to town of the 24. That's awesome. Good for you. I think it's great. I actually have some audio from it last night. I was recording without you guys knowing.
What are you talking about?
This is in here.
You're the worst. I've never...
Oh, this is when you guys got heated up, yeah.
I've never met someone that's more jealous in my life. Like, the amount of time... Last night, Ryder goes, so, any babes? So, who was there? Send me pictures. No!
Yeah, I'm so lonely.
You can come to the next one.
Fine.
I guess.
I'm in. It is time for the happy wrap. I'm hearing a lot of negativity about the weather, understandably so.
Yeah, you're really good at just having a positive spin and having that optimism. Like, you've done a happy wrap about the Talis Falls. You've done it about...
Calgary
Flames being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's...
Sometimes it's a little tricky, but here we go. So, I'm taking it. Today, it's about
winter.
Crappy weather. Our 16th winter, yeah. Crank it up, all right?
Okay.
Toque season is extended for another week, which is sweet because my beanie game's on fleek. I got so many warm hats, your knees will be weak, especially when I match them with my grippy sneaks. It's a happy rap about this weather we share. At least you're not a carny working at the fair. My man boobs are covered by layers, and hopefully my winter gloves are in pairs. With these flurries, being late for work shouldn't be a worry. Yo, boss, you looked outside? Of course I couldn't hurry. You want me to be buried? You didn't mean that, surely. Good, because you had me worried. There's other positives too, like laying on your ass. You don't have to shovel, you don't have to cut the grass. So quit chirping about this weather with so much sass. Plus, tobogganing's a blast.
Did you say you don't have to shovel?
Well, yeah, not really.
Oh,
it's melting
okay.
Early afternoon. Why am I still rapping?
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.